You know, this past weekend, I don't think there was a person in the United States of America who heard the Robert F. Smith story that didn't end the weekend with a smile. That's the guy that stood up in front of the graduating class of Morehouse down in Atlanta and said, I'm taking away all your student debt. And everybody was excited. But, you know, I was sitting there and I was watching that and feeling good like everybody else. I said, you know, we do that. And really, in a sense, we do that here. It's a thing called the Dallas County Promise. And J.P. Morgan Chase has put in a lot of money at this, $3 million. And they put it in about a year ago, so they've been looking back at the results over the last year. And Motzenbacher is the president of Chase Dallas, J.P. Morgan Chase, and joins us right now. So are you as happy as Robert F. Smith was? Did it work?
We are thrilled, David. And actually, at the first anniversary of the promise, the results are actually exceeding our expectations, because this is really the first program that I know of, having worked in this space in my volunteer work for over 10 years, where we're really starting to move at scale. And I think we're going to create real systemic change that is going to transform the economy of Dallas.
Okay, let's back up, because I want to talk about how this works. So you start out working with like 30 different high schools, and these are sort of at-risk kids. You got to have income in the household, something below $55,000, and you get the last mile. You get whatever kind of scholarships you can get, but then you'll pay for 2 years worth of school.
David, the Dallas County Promise started out with a cohort of 31 high schools. And the promise itself basically says we will provide for a post-secondary degree for you for no cost. And the way it works is it's a collaboration between the Dallas County Community College, the 31 original high schools, which has now grown to 43 high schools across all of the school districts in Dallas County, and the Dallas County Community College helps, in partnership with the Promise, helps students fill out the forms called the FAFSA and the TASFA forms that give them access to public funding, including Pell Grants and all kinds of public funds. The community college has committed to...
Well, which is just a nightmare, trying to figure out all the paperwork.
It is, and that was such a gating issue for kids, because they didn't realize, even the top students from these high schools. We had Jose Alvarez, who's one of the top students at Grand Prairie High School in his graduating class, and he didn't realize, even as a graduating number one in his class, that he had the chance to go to college tuition-free.
Wow.
And so the Promise partners students with advisors who help them fill out all that paperwork. That is done. We actually, last year, in the first year, we were in the top 10 areas in the country for Pell Grants. Last year, we were number two in the country for Pell Grants. The county received $4.5 million in Pell Grants, second only to the state of Tennessee.
Wow.
So that is a big piece of it.
Wait a minute. Our county was second to the
entire state of Tennessee.
So can they do anything with this? I mean, do you guide them toward, you know, where the jobs are, STEM jobs, or can they be art history majors?
Well, the way that it works, we have J.P. Morgan Chase, as part of what we did in 2015, was worked with the community to create what we called a jobs report. And we really looked at where are those high demand jobs that produce a strong wage and give students an opportunity to have a whole career ladder that really is in technology and in healthcare. And so while students can use this money for anything that they want, we are encouraging them through education to focus in on STEM jobs and to really focus in on those jobs that will produce the kind of lifetime income that will allow them to be successful economically.
You know, even with this help, I would think the kids still need to, I mean, a lot of these kids still need to hold down a job. I mean, if not money for themselves, but, you know, they may be the breadwinner for
absolutely.
The family. So can they do that? Can they go to school and hold down a job?
Absolutely. The majority of the Promise students actually work between 20 and 50 hours a week. So these are very hardworking students who are not only going to school, but they're working sometimes full time. And the scholarship, not only does the Promise provide the last dollar scholarships through the Dallas County Community College Foundation, their grants to the students. But the J.P. Morgan grant also allowed for career coaching and curriculum coaching and really a lifeline to help students navigate college. Because, you know, when they graduate from high school, they don't just suddenly stop being food insecure.
Yeah.
If you know, the high schools, the school districts, Dallas Independent School District, for example, 90% of their students are on free and reduced lunch.
Wow.
And so when the students graduate from high school, they don't necessarily suddenly have an abundance of food. So the other part of the promise is a wraparound program to provide whatever the student needs. There are food pantries on the Dallas County Community College campuses. There is transportation. So if they can get to a bus, we provide free DART bus passes for them to get to school. And part of the coaching is just trying to help them figure out how to take the obstacles out of the way so that they can focus on work and can focus on school.
That's really remarkable. So it's broadening on out. And I mean, is there an opportunity to go on and get a four-year education out
there
of this?
There is. This really applies for students who would want to get a certification, an associate's degree, or a four-year degree. And we are in partnership with University of North Texas, Dallas campus,
yeah.
As well as some other campuses that have come on, A&M Commerce and SMU, and really looking for partners in that arena. But UNT Dallas has been a great resource for us, and they have worked hard along with a number of other individuals to create a map so that when a student goes to community college, those credits map over into their four-year degree.
I saw someplace that, where is it? Oh, I thought I had it here. That enrollment at the Dallas County Community College District and UNT,
yes,
has skyrocketed.
Because of this. 35%, an eye-popping 35% increase in Dallas County Community College enrollment, 30% at UNT Dallas. And it's incredible. The other thing that's really amazing is traditionally there is a dropout between the first and second semester of college.
Yeah,
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard for people who come from means. Our retention rate is 12% for these students, higher than the average population, which is really significant. And it's in large part, they tell us, because they are getting the coaching. In some cases, the coaches text them in the mornings to get up and get to class and check in after a test. And they're providing that emotional support that a lot of the students need.
This is a great story. There's so many winners in this. I mean, obviously the kids are winners. The institutions are winners. The people that write the checks at J.P. Morgan Chase must just be ecstatic when you go back and tell them a story like this.
You know, we are really, really thrilled. And again, to me, this is the program, the first program that I've really seen that can scale across the entire county. It is the first program that I think is going to create true systemic change and really give a boost to our economy. You know, you know this very well, David, that over 130 companies have relocated to North Texas in the last 9 years. And they have brought close to 1 million jobs to this community. The one of the statistics that is kind of eye-popping is that 37% of the adults in Dallas County have a post-secondary credential of any kind. Only 28% of Dallas County high school students will get a post-secondary credential. But 65% of the jobs require them.
Wow.
So if we as business people don't lend our muscle to helping intervene, we really, you know, when you look 20 years out, when we get to our anniversary, our 200th anniversary in 2036, if we don't intervene, if we don't try to create this systemic change, we're not going to have enough people to fill the jobs that are coming to this great community.
Well, but you are, and the fact is it's a tremendous success. And
yeah.
Looks like it's going to go quick. This is great story, Ed Moss, Democracy. Dallas President and Regional CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, and we're talking today about Dallas County Promise. That's a good deal. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thank you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.